I'm Susan Stamberg, speaking with some veterans of the Second World War. Bob Meyer on Puget Sound in Washington State. He was in the Army and served in Europe. Glenn Trimble joins us from Wichita, Kansas. He served in the Merchant Marines in World War II and served in the Pacific. And Lieutenant General Julius Becton, now retired, he lives in Springfield, Virginia. He served in the Pacific. He was in the Army. Gentlemen, there are places in America, people in this country, who do not want to see us take military action. I wonder how you react to that. Bob Meyer, let's start with you.
Well, I'm not an advocate of using force unless necessary, but it is necessary, and if we fail to do so, we're not going to be able to make the world believe that we mean what we say we do.
Glenn Trimble, do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree. There's one big difference. In 41, we knew who we had to fight and where we had to go. We don't know who we're fighting. These terrorists didn't build up in a short period of time. It's not going to be a fast battle to win.
Yeah. General Becton, is that the thing that concerns you most in this current situation?
We are in war right now. I don't think we have any choice.
Mm-hmm. There's been a tremendous and gratifying and most impressive rush these days of people volunteering, particularly in the lower part of Manhattan near what was the World Trade Center, people wanting to help in any way they can. Does that take you back, Bob Meyer, to the days of World War II? Was there a similar outpouring then?
Yes. When after Pearl Harbor struck, everybody was just doing anything they could to try to do something to help the war effort.
Since Vietnam, gentlemen, there's been need for a cause to fight. Has this current situation given us a cause? You know, that notion of military intervention in this country in the last 30 years or so, even with the Gulf War, which we've experienced, it's been a rather unpopular idea. Does this change things?
This Glenn Trimble, it has to be a great shock to a great number of people to know that your homeland has been attacked for the first time ever from an outside source.
And so that becomes a cause?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, I'm assuming that all of you are grandfathers.
Correct.
All of us are great-grandfathers.
And great-grandfathers. What have you found yourself saying this past week to your grandchildren? Let's start with you, Bob Meyer.
Well, I do worry about what the future does hold for our grandchildren. I'd like to see them grow up into a good, safe environment. But this terrorism that we've been saddled with now, well, it has been growing steadily over the years, and we've been listening to all these threats all along. And I feel that we do need to get in there and do something to put an end to it.
Glenn Trimble, what have you said to your grandchildren?
I have a grandson, 15 years old, 2 years younger than I was, and 41, and I just prayed to God that there's some semblance of finalization before he's 18.
You don't want to see him have to go to war.
Not the type of war this is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Julius Becton, you and your grandchildren?
Yes, we'd have some in the area who are 9 and 10 and 11. Evil, there's evil in the world, and whether we like it or not, we got to face up to it. I tell them that your country is a great country, and we will do what has to be done. And the kids, do your best in everything that you're trying to do, because it's important that you make a contribution not only to your family but to others.
Gentlemen, I thank you very much. Julius Becton of Springfield, Virginia, Glenn Trimble of Wichita, Kansas, Bob Meyer of Hood Canal, Washington, all veterans of the Second World War. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.